The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Well, one minor upset is in the books here with the doubleheader here on ESPN. Randy Bushka along with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of the Bearcats taking on Lincoln Southwest. The number six Lincoln Southwest girls were upset tonight by Kearney High, 53-37, a game you heard right here on ESPN. Well, now the Kearney High boys will try to do the exact same thing to the number eight team in the state. Lincoln Southwest comes in 13-7 on the year. Kearney High 11-9. Same record that the Kearney High girls came in with tonight. And Kearney's going to try to do the exact same thing on the boys' game as they did in the girls' game, pull off that upset. And again, they're going to have to do so by being maybe a little bit undersized and a little bit understaffed, because Lincoln Southwest comes in with a very, very large lineup. They'll play two post players who are 6'6 and 6'5. And jokingly, Kearney High says they're going to start their tall lineup, their big lineup tonight, because their other starter is going to be 6'2 instead of 5'11. So they don't really gain a whole lot of height by making the one change that they're going to make tonight in their starting lineup. They will be outsized, but hopefully won't be outquicked on the outside, although there is going to be a great matchup between the two point guards in this game, as Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook mentioned to us, and we'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back. We're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups between the Silverhawks and the Bearcats as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as we're back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are getting all set to take on the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks in what should be a great matchup overall, but a great individual matchup coming up here in just a little bit, because again, a couple players that played on the Bison team will be hooking horns here tonight, as Eastman Edmond will be taking on Damian Austin, the two point guards, and this should be a outstanding matchup for those two teams. So let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. Their starters are Brayden Young. He is a 6-foot-tall senior. Eastman Edmond is 5'11 and a senior. Reed Williams, a 6'3 senior. The post players are going to be Gunnar Peterson, a 6'6 senior, and Tyler Hoppus is a 6'5 senior for head coach Dwayne Bach. For the Bearcats, the starters are Damian Austin, a 5'7 senior, who's averaging about 12 points per ball game. Jake Weiss, a 6'2 senior, he's averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Ryan Cervantes, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 9.3 points per ball game. Peyton Pocock, 6-foot-tall sophomore, averaging 4.7 points a game. And another sophomore, Brady Johnson, will make the start tonight. He is 6'2", and a sophomore. He's averaging 6.6 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, with the scouting report a little bit, Coach Steinbrook, kind enough to provide us. He points out, as he talked to us in the girls' game, Damian Austin and Edmund, that's going to be a great matchup. As Eastman Edmund, very quick, left-handed, primary ball handler that they have, and really handles the ball very, very well, very quick. Young and Williams are the two guards. One usually goes to the right, the other one goes to the left. Both of them can shoot. But again, Williams is an excellent penetrator. And of course, on the inside, a 6'7 senior and a 6'4 senior, Peterson and Hoppus, they are very outstanding post players. And as a result, Kearney is going to try very hard to make sure that they are not able to get the ball inside and kind of post things up. But again, when you're facing guys who are 6'5 and 6'7, and your tallest guy in the court is only going to be 6'3 or maybe 6'2, Kearney is at a bit of a size disadvantage, but as you heard Coach Steinbrook tell us at halftime, the goal really is to box out and those post players, not necessarily to get the ball, but to keep those big, tall kids from getting it. And then some of Kearney High's guards like Ben Clark, Peyton Pocock, and Damian Austin, they're the ones that really have to have a nice game rebounding tonight, because the post players are just going to try to make sure that Lincoln Southwest does not have a lot of good post players. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clear.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, for Lincoln Southwest, the starters are Young, Edmonds, Williams, Peterson, and Hoppus for the Bearcats. It's Austin, Weiss, Cervantes, Pocock, and Johnson. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Bear Bank in Kearney. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, you're a yield leader. Contact Terry, Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doing the jumping will be Cervantes for Kearney High. For Southwest, it's Gunnar Peterson, and Peterson wins the tip for the Silverhawks. They have possession of it to get things started here. Kearney High going to start man-to-man to begin the basketball game, and they'll kick it off on the left wing here for Williams. Williams gives it top of the circle for Peterson. Peterson, a low penetration, kicks it right back around the perimeter, and on the dribble here is going to be Edmund. Edmund drives, floats, and scores on the left wing. Nice job of dribbling there by the lefty, who actually went to his dominant side there and hit the shot. Here's Damian Austin trying to answer back. He'll kick in the corner for Cervantes. Back around the perimeter, Pocock's got it. Gives it for Weiss. Weiss looking at a little pressure there by Williams. And Weiss on the dribble will give it back out for Pocock. Right wing will get it off to Damian Austin. Austin, nice little spin move. Great bounce pass. Wow, inside for Brady Johnson. That was easy for Johnson after that great bounce pass by Damian Austin. Give him an assist. Here's Williams with the first offensive look he's got. He'll kick right side here for Young. And they'll hand the ball back out for Hoppus. Hoppus sets a little screen after he gives it to Young. Back inside for Hoppus. Hoppus bellying up Johnson. He'll shoot it high up glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall for Peterson. And finally, Cervantes ends the possession by coming up with a rebound. So here comes Kearney High looking for their first lead of the ball game. On the dribble here is going to be Pocock. Gives it left side for Weiss. Both teams going man-to-man right now. Damian Austin, little ball fake, gives it top of the circle. Here's a three-pointer for the sophomore, Pocock. No good. Another sophomore with the rebound. Shot by Johnson is up and in. Brady Johnson muscling it up. And Kearney High has an early two-point lead. For Southwest, they're going to lob it off here on the left side here for Young. Young, now they lob inside for Hoppus, and Hoppus shot no good. It was altered by Johnson, and then Johnson pulls down the rebound. He didn't block it, but he did alter it, and they are going to claim that he was swatted. The Rowdies with the little chant there. Damian Austin elevates in transition. Shot's no good. Peterson pulls down the rebound, and here comes Edmond on the run. Edmond all the way to the baseline, has to throw it off Damian Austin and out of bounds. And again, they're friends. They played, spent a lot of the time in the summer together playing on the Bison travel team. They went to Vegas together. I don't know about any gambling or anything, but I have my doubts. The inbounds will go to Edmonds, and he'll hit a three. Damian Austin is making a little adjustment with his material that he wears to kind of help with the blood flow in his legs. And long story short, he was just a step behind Edmond on that inbounds, and Edmond strokes in the three-pointer to give Southwest, again, a one-point lead. Pocock will kick it right side to Cervantes. Back out for Damian Austin. He's spotting for a three. Back the iron. No good. Rebounded by Edmond. And Edmond's going to kick up ahead here for Williams. Williams on the baseline will elevate and score. Reed Williams. And about 14 inches, well, about 14 inches higher than I can jump, that's for sure, as he elevates on that baseline. And there wasn't any pressure in front of him, but so used to shooting that jump shot. And he hit an open shot. Now right side, here's Weiss. He'll fire a three off of a screen set by Pocock. Missed. Hoppus with the rebound. Quick outlet pass for Williams. In transition, his shot's no good, but he'll head to the line as he was fouled. Southwest, again, likes to do the same sorts of things Kearney High likes to do. Get that rebound and very quickly get up court. And the foul is going to be whistled on Jake Weiss, his first. So here comes a couple of free throws for Reed Williams, who already has 2 points in the ballgame. Make it three. And Lincoln Southwest with a four-point advantage. They lead it 8-4. This is their largest lead. We've only played about 3 minutes of the ballgame. And rallying in a second free throw to Williams. So Williams with four. Kearney High with four. Lincoln Southwest leads it 9-4 here. And on the dribble is going to be Damian Austin. Austin pressured by Edmond. Kicks now left side. There's Weiss. He'll fire a three, and he turns the net inside out. Jake Weiss strokes it in quickly. Here's Young. Young in transition. Passes tipped by Weiss, who runs back. He'll get it up ahead here for Damian Austin. Austin for Pocock. A little floater on that left side. A little bit strong. Cervantes with the rebound. The bucket off the glass is good. Ryan Cervantes running the floor, getting that offensive rebound, and we're tied at nine. On the dribble is Edmond. Edmond's going to kick it out, and now we'll set the half-court offense. Both teams going man-to-man, and a little pick and roll with it is Peterson. Peterson has it stolen away. Bad pass. Here's Austin laying it off glass. Back of the iron, no good, and Edmond pulls down the rebound. Quickly up ahead. Wow, what a nice pass. The layup's good for Tyler Hoppus. Give the assist to Easton Edmond as he made about a 45-foot pass and hit it right on the money. Damian Austin's got it now. Top of the key, he'll drive, and he'll give it to Johnson. Johnson's going to knife in and score. Second time Brady Johnson scored after a nice assist by Damian Austin, and we're tied at 11. Edmond gets a little screen. Cervantes with enough pressure. Now they lob it down low here for Peterson. Peterson way under the glass, jumps back inside and hits a tough shot. As Gunnar Peterson got it low, and I mean low, he had to jump back to even find any glass to bank that off of. And Southwest again with a two-point advantage. Damian Austin on the dribble, picked up there by Edmond. Gets it for Brady Johnson. Brady Johnson has a shot blocked by Gunnar Peterson. And up ahead, here we go to Edmond. Edmond, nice pass down low for Hoppus. Hoppus with a bucket and a foul. Hoppus with a little ball fake, got the defender in the air, and now he'll have a chance for the three-point play. Jesse Lee checking in for Southwest. For Kearney High, Ben Clark's going to come into battle. But first, we're going to have a timeout here by Kearney High. Bearcats call the timeout. They trail it 15-11. 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, again, exactly the kind of game that we kind of anticipated. Same kind of game that we went to last year at Southwest, kind of an up-and-down affair. That game a year ago was a three-point win by the home team. I'd take that. At the free throw line to try to finish a three-point play, it was Tyler Hoppus. The foul, by the way, on Jake Weiss, that is his second foul, so he's in a little early foul trouble. And the free throw is no good. Cervantes pulls down the rebound here for the Bearcats. His third rebound, and he'll get it off of Ben Clark. So with those two fouls, Weiss out of the game, Clark is in. And Cervantes will help kick it left side for Damian Austin. He's now picked up by Jesse Lee. And Cervantes dribbles, the ball is loose, and loose ball finally picked up by Dakota Schreiner, who checked in during the free throws. And he'll get the basketball out here for Damian Austin. Austin helps work it around. In the corner, there's Clark. And he'll kick it right back out here for Cervantes. Cervantes can shoot from out there, but he'll pass it off here for Clark. Clark, penetration shot inside. Johnson has it blocked by Reed Williams. And then Williams comes up with the basketball. And so on the run here is going to be Edmond. Edmond kicks it right back out here for Lee. Lee picked up by Johnson as he gets a little help. Oh, kick it out here for Peterson. Empty pass inside. Shot's good by Tyler Hoppus. And the post players for Lincoln Southwest have 8 of their 17 points, and all of those coming within about 3 feet of the basket. Damian Austin on dribble gets a screen. Gets it now top of the circle here for Cervantes. He'll fire a long three up high. It's no good. And rebounded by Easton Edmond. Hoppus couldn't pull down the rebound because of the work there by Brady Johnson, but tracking it down was Edmond, and Edmond now will benefit from a screen, and they'll lob it inside here for Peterson, and Peterson's shot's no good, and he'll go to the line. Again, they look to work it inside. They do that little pick and roll. Whenever Carney High switches, because they're going man-to-man, when they switch up top and they have a mismatch, before a big guy can get back on the post player, they do a little pick and roll, and it's worked for him pretty well. The free throw by Peterson is up and good, so he's got 3 in the game. Pocock checks back in here for Carney High. And it's now 18-11, 7-point lead here for Lincoln Southwest. Second free throw by Peterson is on the way, and it is good. He rattles it in. The lead is 8 for Southwest. Carney High with the basketball. Ben Clark on the dribble. And right now, Southwest going a little 3-2 zone here. Left side, Clark gets it on the baseline. Jumper by Dakota Schreiner. It's no good. Rebounded by Jordan Brown, who checked in a moment ago. His long outlet pass was knocked out of bounds by Damian Austin. Clark, Austin, Pocock, Cervantes, and Schreiner out there for Carney High. With the basketball right now is going to be Jesse Lee. Lee gives it for Young. Young's going to kick on the right side here for Brown. Brown gets it at the elbow. Jumper no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Schreiner. And Schreiner will give it to Clark. Gives it to Pocock. Damian Austin right back out for Clark. Nice ball movement. Schreiner's got it on that left side. Gives it back to Clark. Over for Pocock. They're looking inside to Cervantes, but Cervantes giving up too many inches. The Gunner Peterson will work the ball into him, so they work it back around. Damian Austin's going to hit the three. They moved it around to Damian Austin. He strokes in the three-pointer, and that cuts the lead down to 5, but quickly Southwest comes up again on the baseline, and that's Jordan Brown, who drives the answer right back here for Lincoln Southwest. He hits it off the glass, and that lead is back out to 7, 21-14. Faking the three is Damian Austin, tries to throw it on the inside, and then Cervantes, trying to get the ball back after the turnover, commits the foul. That'll be the second on Ryan Cervantes. Tyler Hopp is going to check back in. Peterson comes out. So your 6'5 kid's tired, we'll put in a 6'6 kid to replace him. That's a luxury that Carney High does not have this year. On the dribble here is Young. They'll get it off on the right side for Brown. Brown and Young just playing catch between the circles here. 22 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. 21-14, Southwest with a 7-point lead. Between the circles, Young gives it back to Lee. Lee and Young playing catch. 10 seconds left. Right wing with it is Brown. Brown's pass is intercepted by Schreiner. Pass up ahead for Damian Austin, who lays it up and in. 1 second. They inbound it and don't have time to do anything with it. Kearney High hits a bucket essentially at the buzzer after they force a turnover on the other end. The long outlet pass to Damian Austin, and it's 21-16. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. Kearney High with maybe a little bit of momentum when we start the second quarter right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, a 5-point lead here for Lincoln Southwest, but the Bearcats will have the basketball. Don't forget that we'll have all 8 games from the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow for you, beginning right here on ESPN, all 8 games on our network of stations, the first 3 right here on ESPN. Bearcats have the basketball. They inbound it for Pocock. Pocock gives it right side now for Damian Austin. And again, Southwest is going man-to-man. They'll kick on the right side to Weiss. Weiss with a little penetration on Williams. Pass through the lane. He gets it back. Nearly turned it over. Weiss has it now on the left side. And he's going to hand it off here for Damian Austin. Austin backing in. Kicks it out to Cervantes. Johnson asking for it on the inside. But Pocock will kick it off left wing here for Weiss. Back for Damian Austin. Austin gets a little bit of a screen. Thought about a 3 there, but he'll give it to Pocock instead. Left side for Weiss. They'll get it inside for Brady Johnson. Johnson looking for a cutter. They get it out to Cervantes. And again, he was momentarily open for a 3. Weiss is going to fire the 3, and he hits the 3. Jake Weiss, second 3-pointer of the first half here. Now making a 2-point ball game. Again, Weiss with a couple of fouls, so he has a little bit of foul trouble here. Young off the top of the circle, looking at man-to-man here for Kearney High. They'll get it off left side for Young. Young looks, gets it to the elbow here for Hoppus. And now left side for Peterson. Top of the circle, Young's got it. He's working against a little pressure by Weiss, and he'll drive the lane up and good. A lot of steps in there. However, Braden Young was able to bank it in high off the glass, and Weiss played pretty good defense there, but he was screened off. Couldn't really get there in time. Pocock's now got it, top of the circle, and he's got the 5-second count going on him. Finds Damian Austin. Austin, high dribble. That's a carry. Yeah, as soon as the whistle blew, he had that scowl on his face like, dang it, I know I did. So Bearcats turn it over here, trailing at 23-19, 6:17 to go before halftime. We'll talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach, at intermission. At least that's the plan. Up ahead, Hoppus has it. Kicks it right side in transition. The three-pointer up and good for Reed Williams. So Reed Williams strokes it in, and that lead is back out to 7 here for Lincoln Southwest. On the run, Damian Austin kicks it off on the left side for Jake Weiss. He'll fire a 3. That's an air ball and pulled down by Tyler Hoppus. Hoppus gives it to Edmund. Edmund trips over one of his teammates' feet, but no violation there because he is still dribbling. Young penetrates, loses the ball, but in the hands of Peterson. Peterson kicks it to the elbow for Hoppus. Hoppus dumps it in the corner for Young, and now resetting the half-court offense is going to be Eastman, Edmund. And Edmund will give it off left side, cycled through. Young's got it, gives it back to Edmund. Pass right wing for Hoppus, and they'll kick it right back out here for Williams. Very patient is Southwest on this possession, but they're also not moving very effectively away from the ball either. Young takes it to the elbow, will dump it back out here for Edmund. Edmund gets a screen. Kearney High looks to double-team the ball. On the dribble is Edmund, and boy, that's some quick steps. His shot's no good. Offensive rebound is Williams, and Williams elevates with a score. That was an athletic play there. Timeout, Bearcats. 28-19, Lincoln Southwest with a 9-point lead. 4:57 to go in the second. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the top of the hill. Kearney High right now trailing at home 28-19 to Lincoln Southwest. Timeout Bearcats. And we'll remind you this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and also at the concession stand right here at Kearney High. Mentioned a little bit ago, we'll have all eight games for you tomorrow from the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. The first three are here on ESPN. That'll be High Plains versus Heartland Lutheran, followed by Sutton versus Grand Island Central Catholic, and then Raymond Central versus St. Cecilia. The 8:30, 10:15, and noon games right here on ESPN. Then three games on the Breeze. The last two will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ben Clark will bring in the offensive zone after that timeout. Now penetration is Damian Austin. Then Austin drives in. He'll lay it up with that offhand. And that was a nice knife to the basket there by Damian Austin. I don't know if that was a set play, but it sure had the effect of it. Left side, Williams. He's going to try to lob it. It's deflected by Weiss. Now be a turnover. Ben Clark comes up with a loose ball. He'll give it up ahead to Austin, who gives it to Weiss in the corner. Weiss kicks it back out to Cervantes, who fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Edmond. Edmond leading Southwest in transition. Kicks in the corner to Young, and he hits a three. So Southwest certainly had the answer there. By the way, Pleasanton leads Loomis 9-8 at the end of one quarter in boys basketball. Again, that's on our sister station. Class gets 98-9. Ben Clark on that right side is being ridden out of bounds by Braden Young, and Young's going to be whistled for the foul. That's just the first foul on Lincoln Southwest here in the ballgame. Four have been whistled on Kearney High. So the officials have let them play, and neither team has really gotten real handsy. So been officiated at a good level, been played at a good level. Ben Clark brings it across the timeline, and he'll give it to Cervantes at the elbow and has it stripped away, but Cervantes gets it back, lost the basketball. It's on the ground again, and it was grabbed momentarily by Eastman Edmond, and Edmond called the timeout. And Damian Austin is laying on his back, and it looks to me like he's out. No, he has got his hands over his head. He got caught up, and he's laying flat on his back. Lincoln Southwest called the timeout, but all eyes here at Kearney High are on All-Star point guard Damian Austin. They are tending to Austin on the southwest end of the court here. And we're going to stay right here to see if we can tell what's going on. He is his legs are moving. He had his hands over his head for a little bit there. And for a while, it looked like he almost had passed out. So they are attending to him. And we'll see whether or not there's any concussion tests or anything like that forthcoming here. As Damian Austin gets up, and you'll hear a nice round of applause. And I think he might have got hit in the nose. From the way that he's reacting with his nose and tending to that, I think he got hit in the face somehow, and we'll see whether or not he can make his way back into the game, as it looks to me like the issue as he comes off is his nose, but for a moment there, he wasn't moving, and I took that to mean that maybe he was out, and that wouldn't be for very much time at all. And they are not conducting any kind of concussion test with him at the moment. So I think my perception that he might have been out might be inaccurate. We'll keep an eye on it, though, as he obviously has to come out of the ballgame. So Cervantes, Weiss, Clark, Pocock, and Schreiner are out there right now for Kearney High after that 30-second timeout by Lincoln Southwest. 31-21, Southwest with a 10-point lead. They've got the basketball as well, thanks to a nice timeout here by Edmond, and Edmond drives in, hits that shot high off the glass to make it a 12-point advantage. So dribbling here is Ben Clark from the elbow. He kicks it off for Weiss. He'll fire a long jumper. It's good for three. Damian Weiss strokes in his third three-pointer to cut the lead back down to nine. Here's Edmond. Edmond will kick it off on the left side. And dribbling around here is going to be Lee. Lee checked in during the stoppage just a moment ago. He gets the ball back out for Williams. Williams elevates from the free throw line. Shot's no good. Nothing but Bearcats fighting for it. And Clark comes out of there with it. It was almost stolen away from him. Clark's going to dump in the corner for Pocock. Pocock open for the three. It's a little bit short. Rebound tipped and in the hands of Gunnar Peterson. So Peterson snags it, throws it up ahead here for Lee. Lee is shut off by Schreiner. And setting up the half-court offense is going to be Edmund. Edmund dribbles to the right side. And they're going to call a moving screen. Gunnar Peterson whistle for the moving screen. And they are attending to the face of Damian Austin. And his right cheekbone is bleeding a little bit, so they're attending to that. It might be a blood rule issue at the moment. Way came up and he was blinking. It looked to me like maybe he got hit in the nose. He certainly was hit in that area. In any event, he is left to go to the training room, but we don't think it's a concussion. So there is the possibility, once he gets some bleeding stopped, that he would be able to come back. Cervantes gives it off left side. Back out here for Clark. In the corner for Weiss for three, and he hits it. He might have just scooted the rim just a little bit, but the fourth three-pointer of the half here for Jake Weiss cuts the lead back down to six. Braden Young playing a little bit of catch right now with Jesse Lee. Young's got it at the moment. He'll kick it right side for Jordan Brown. Brown gets it down low, shot underneath, no good. Offensive rebound by Peterson. Peterson, they're going to wave off the shot. They're going to say the foul came on the rebound. Peterson got an offensive rebound in there. And it is going to be a push on Kearney High. That is going to go on Ryan Cervantes. That's going to be his third. So he'll come out. Brady Johnson, who started the game, is going to come back in. With 2:16 to go, Southwest is going to inbound the basketball. Brown on the baseline. Tosses it in for Young between the circles. And around the perimeter we go as they give it to Lee. Lee skips it off on the right wing here for Young. He'll fire a quick three. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Jake Weiss. And Weiss was held by Connor Thompson. And if looks could kill, Thompson would be on the floor from the look given by Jake Weiss after he was fouled. That'll be the first foul of the game here on Connor Thompson. And he didn't get cheated. But when he said they grabbed him, they grabbed him. That was a hold. Clark brings in the offensive zone. They'll lob it out here for Weiss. Weiss still has his dribble. He'll use it as he's pressured by Lee. He'll give it off right side for Ben Clark. Ben Clark's got it. Nice bounce pass in for Brady Johnson. And Johnson again. Right place, right time. He's got eight in the game. Quick outlet pass for Lee. Lee in transition. The miss. No good. Coming up with it is Clark. Clark's going to let traffic clear. Brings in the offensive zone. 33-29. They give the basketball off here for Schreiner. Schreiner floats in the lane. Shot's no good. Up high for the rebound is Gunnar Thompson. He'll kick it up ahead. Penetration here by Brown. He'll kick it out for Young. Young now drives the baseline, lays it off the glass. The bucket is good, and there's a foul. Braden Young driving hard to the basket. They're going to count the basket. And the foul is going to be on Brady Johnson, but not on the shooter. So that means after scoring, Lincoln Southwest gets the ball back. Johnson's going to lob it in here for Peterson, and they get it in the lane. Shot by Brown, no good. Rebounded by Ben Clark, and then Clark is kind of clobbered just a little bit by the big guy, Gunnar Peterson, and that's just going to be the second foul on Peterson. So that's a big stop for Kearney High. You give up that bucket and then give up another bucket on the same trip because the foul was committed the same time the shot was, so the shot counted. And now the foul on Peterson is his second. So Kearney High down by six with 1:06 to go. We'll get it off right wing here for Jake Weiss. Weiss gets it out and gets it back. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounding the basketball is Williams. Williams in transition helps work it up ahead here for Brown, and Brown lost the ball, and there's going to be a charge call. Coming up with the basketball is Jordan Brown, and when he did, he ran into Ben Clark, who had position, so they're going to call the foul on Jordan Brown. So Clark doing a great job getting that position there, and he takes one for the team as he collects the charge. And now Ben Clark with Damian Austin being attended to is going to play the point guard. 45 seconds to go here between before now and the end of the first half. With the dribble is Pocock. Pocock gives it for Weiss. He'll kick off on the right side, and I'll tell you what, Southwest is all over the basketball. They knock it loose. Lee's got it. Lee bounce pass for Edmond. Edmond in the lane. That's an athletic move. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Williams. And Williams gets back to Edmond. Back to Williams. They kick it out. Here's an open three for Jesse Lee. It's no good. And rebounded by Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner will give it to Ben Clark. Clark across the timeline with 13 seconds to go before halftime. He's closely guarded. Floats, trying to get it to Johnson, and Johnson was last to touch it. It was deflected by a couple of different Silverhawks in there, and they just tipped the ball far enough that it was off the fingertips of Brady Johnson and out of bounds. So that'll be a Kearney High turnover. And checking in here for the Cats is David Erickson. So Erickson comes in here for the final 6.5. They inbound it for Eastman. Edmond. Edmond on that right side has it off of a screen, still has his dribble, pulls up for the three, in and out, no good. That was a tough shot, and Easton Edmond almost hit it, but he doesn't. So Kearney High is down by only six at intermission. Your halftime score, Lincoln Southwest 35, Kearney High 29. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll talk with a very happy coach when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Kearney High. The Bearcats trailing at halftime in boys basketball 35-29. The Kearney High girls also trailed at halftime earlier, but that worked out for them pretty well because they come from behind and beat Lincoln Southwest 53-37. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Kearney High head girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. And we kind of started the interview with Coach Steinbrook at halftime of your game by kind of mentioning that we might get distracted by the halftime entertainment here.
I'm pretty sure we're going.
Yeah, there. If it happens, it happens as we're having a recreation of the same Dance Cats and Rowdies combination, and there's a lot of fashion violations out there. Never mind. Let's not get started. Congratulations, nice win.
Thank you.
And that might to me it seems like probably your best win of the year.
Yeah, probably best win in a few years, actually. It was fun. It was great for senior night, too. I mean, to have our seniors play so well, too. Just a great win overall, great team win. But when you have a huge win like that, and it's senior night, and your seniors, you know, do a good job, that made it even that much more special for them, I think.
Yeah, and down by 17, and it seemed like it didn't take very long that they got that 17. You're down by 10. And it didn't seem like it took a whole lot of time for you to be down by 10. Stayed that way, but your girls stayed with it. You know, I think after a while they kind of realized, hey, we can play with these guys.
Right. I mean, we've told the girls all along, I mean, we can beat good teams if we just hit some shots. You know, it's hard for people that, you know, they don't always see that out of us. But we started hitting some shots. We definitely hit some shots in practice all the time. And it was nice to see it happen in a game and against a good team. And for us to start hitting shots, and that kind of helped because they were zoning and we were struggling to score. I mean, first quarter we had 3 points at the end of the first quarter, I think. So after that, hit shots, got them out of their zone. And then we got a lot of easy baskets, did a good job from the line, but we definitely hit some threes that helped us out and helped us get back in the game and then helped us to extend our lead once we got a lead.
Yeah, and for me it didn't really seem like, and you did hit a lot of outside shots, but it seemed like you guys got a little penetration inside and then kicked it out.
Right.
That's when things really kind of opened
right
up for you.
And actually, we put Weimers at the high post for a while there against their zone, and that's kind of finally when it started to open up. We got some shooters on the perimeter, hurt the high post. She attacked that one time. The first time we did it, she attacked from the free throw line, got to the rim, and then after that, they were kind of sucked in a little. We got some outside shots because of that. So that was big, but, you know, to me, a lot of it was offensively. I mean, to hold them to 37 points, and in fact, what did they have at the end of the first quarter? I think they had maybe 13 or...
Yeah, they had 13 at the end of one quarter.
So the rest of the game, really, I mean, they hit four in the last 45 seconds, 4 points, so before that, we really held them down and did a great job against a high-scoring team. I mean, they have good shooters on the perimeter, and basically what we did, we were 3-2 zone mixed in with a 1-3-1. Sometimes they have someone at the high post, and then whenever they were in what is basically their flex offense, we went to our 1-3-1, and then they couldn't get anything out of it, ever. I mean, that whole time we were in that, they didn't get anything. They switched their offense a little at halftime and kind of hurt us a little bit. I mean, they got some open shots. They got more open shots in the second half. First half, in fact, I think we had them for 13 total shots in the whole half, but they made 8 of them.
Yeah.
So they were hitting early, but I think that combination of switching our zones back and forth based on what they were running, you could tell affected them. You could tell they talked about it at halftime because they tried to make some adjustments, but our girls played hard. And they hit some shots, and it was a great win. It was a great win against a quality team.
And you mentioned great to do this on senior night. One of the seniors certainly led your way, Kelsey Weimers, with 25 points. And it always seems to me whenever she has a big night, it's when the game comes and finds her. Or she goes out and maybe grabs a little bit of the game. I mean, it isn't forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't. Sometimes you talk about quiet. I mean, I knew she had it. I knew she was scoring. But it wasn't like just all in a hurry, you know. And early on, she wasn't, you know, we weren't, none of us were scoring. But the last three quarters, she played great for us. Really, I think that's her career high, 25-point game. And then Gretchen, too. You know, Gretchen had 12. And she went, you know, when she starts hitting a couple threes, that definitely helps us a ton when we're seeing zone. You got to sometimes hit perimeter shots, especially when we're not a team going inside, going to the post and scoring inside. You got to be able to hit some perimeter shots against 2-3 zone.
And it seemed, I think it was in within two or three possessions that Gretchen hit 2 3-pointers when you guys were really kind of starting to make your run. And one of those 3-pointers kind of got you that lead and really kind of kept feeding that momentum. So those shots were really huge.
Yeah, and we hit a couple shots. You know, I'll be honest, one of the biggest shots in the game probably was Weimer's three at the end of the half because they just hit a three to go up 7, and then we answered it to only be down 4 at halftime. So that was huge, I thought, to answer their three. And then we hit a three at the end of the, you know, the other one that was big. She hit one at the end of the third quarter when it was a 2-point game we were up to. But then going up 5 going to the fourth was a big difference. And then they started having to gamble. They started trapping more. They started pressing more. And so in the fourth quarter, we just got some easy baskets. And when we broke it, we got some layups at times, or we got fouled and got to the line.
And it's senior night, so it would be appropriate time to kind of talk a little bit about the seniors. You know, Kendra Kosler injured, not playing right now, but obviously Gretchen Mock, Kelsey Weimers were huge tonight. Just kind of in general, talk about their careers that they've had here under your tutelage.
And all three of those girls have played for us for a long time. I mean, those three all started as sophomores. Weimers was on varsity when we were at state as when she was a freshman. That year, our last trip to state. So, you know, they've been with us for a while. They're great leaders. And we talked about that before the game. What good leaders are, and they're good examples for the other kids. And hopefully next year they will lead the way these three have led. You know, they've been through some tough times. You know, we've had a couple of years where we've been down, and that's why it was so nice to see on senior night to have us. We've been playing better for a stretch here, and to actually do it against a quality good team was really nice, but those three all give us a lot. You know, it's too bad Kendra's out right now. Still not sure on her status for the rest of the year, but, you know, she's helped us all year defensively, especially defensively, leads us in steals, led us in rebounding. Weimers leads us in scoring. Gretchen, obviously, if she can get some shots, she's huge for us. But all three of those girls are good defenders. You know, Gretchen did a great job in our zone tonight also, moving on the bottom of our zone and getting out to shooters and boxing out. So all three of us give us a lot.
Well, best luck tomorrow at North Star.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach, as his team picks up a win 53-37 over Lincoln Southwest. Southwest leads the boys game at intermission 35-29, and we'll take a look at the halftime numbers as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Real quick, scoring here at halftime for Lincoln Southwest, who leads at 35-29. They're led by Reed Williams. He's got 9, 7 for Eastman Edmonds, 6 for Tyler Hoppus, 4 for Gunnar Peterson, 2 off the bench for Jordan Brown, and 7 points for Braden Young as well for Southwest. For the Bearcats, led so far by Jake Weiss, 4 three-pointers for his 12 points, 8 for Brady Johnson, 7 points for Damian Austin, 2 points for Ryan Cervantes. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Damian Austin not starting the second half. He is on the bench. He is, I would assume, going to be going in here very shortly. In his stead, starting the second half is Ben Clark. And the pass is on the left side for Young as Southwest has first possession. They'll kick it out. Bad pass, but somehow picking it up is going to be Williams. Williams, nice bounce pass down low and driving hard to the basket and scoring is Tyler Hoppus. Hoppus now with 8 in the game. 8 for a lead here for Lincoln Southwest. Top of the circle with it is Jake Weiss. Gives it up on the left side here for Peyton Pocock. Right side for Weiss. He'll fire another 3, and he hits a 3. His 5th three-pointer of the game. 15 points for Jake Weiss. And he cuts that lead right back down to 5. On the baseline, there's Hoppus. Hoppus, a little bit strong, but rebounded by Peterson. Peterson, in traffic, is able to go up strong, and he'll score. Again, Kearney just has a difficulty finding an answer to that size inside here for Lincoln Southwest. Clark's going to drive, dish in the corner. Pocock for 3. It's off the mark. Edmund pulls down the rebound. He's going to dribble all the way in. Swapping in underneath for Hoppus, and Hoppus walked with it. He drove in and just kind of flipped it to Eastman Edmond. Edmond was surprised the ball came, and by the time he grabbed it and did something with it, he'd taken an extra step. That might have been too good of a pass by Eastman Edmond. Surprised everybody, including the guy that caught the ball. Well, he didn't catch the ball, and that's why it's a turnover. Clark is going to help work it back around the left side. Pocock kicks it out. Here's Weiss again for 3. A little bit strong. Rebounded by Edmond, who goes up high for it. He'll pass it up ahead. They get it to Hoppus in transition. Hoppus gets the bucket and foul. Great pass up court as it threw it on the right side for Braden Young. Young, picked up defensively by Ben Clark, had to stop on a dime and snap it in there and made a great pass that set up Hoppus. Now Damian Austin going to check back in here for Kearney High, and that is good to see as they attended to that cut on his face. And they also had to pack his nose as well. So part of what they attended to was his nose, and he just told the official, I'm fine. Free throw is good for Hoppus. And Ben Clark will bring it in the offensive zone. So Clark on the dribble here, and they'll get it at the elbow for Pocock. Pocock looking to pass, gives it out for Jake Weiss. Weiss gets his own rebound off the miss. Nice flip inside, and the bucket for Damian Austin. Weiss got the rebound and then just flipped it up ahead for Damian Austin. So give Weiss a rebound and an assist. Damian Austin, his first 2 points of the second half, and he's putting pressure on Edmond. They'll lob it down low, and Weiss knocks it out of bounds. They were trying to flip it down there for Gunnar Peterson. Instead of lobbing it over the top where they have a size advantage, they tried to do a little shovel pass, and Kearney's quick enough to knock that out of bounds. Little stoppage here as we're tying a shoe on the far sideline. So after tying the shoe, Jesse Lee will, he's not going to be the one to inbounds it. They're going to go with Reed Williams instead. 42-34, inbounded and up high is Eastman Edmond to lay it off the glass and score. He's got 9 in the game. 10-point Southwest lead. This equals their largest lead of the game. Ben Clark on the dribble, going to flip it in the corner for Jake Weiss, who's gotten, I don't want to say cold, but he has cooled down a little bit. Damian Austin on the drive. In the lane, shut off, spin, dump. Here's 3 by number 3. In and out, rolling around. Ben Clark shot's no good. And Johnson trying to get the rebound. Can't, but out of bounds with it is Gunnar Peterson. Peterson and Johnson, a little hand-to-hand combat down there, trying to come up with a basketball. It's out of bounds off of Peterson, so the Bearcats are going to inbound it. Head to the locker room is Braden Young. He's got his shoes off, and he's hobbling. I didn't see him get hurt for Southwest. Here's Damian Austin on the inbounds. Elevates, shot's no good. Gets his own rebound as it was flipped out to him by Brady Johnson. Drives the lane, and then we've got a foul as he penetrated through there on Jesse Lee. First team, first personal foul on Jesse Lee here. 5:17 to go, third quarter. 44-34, bad guys. Carney High's going to inbound it. And Clark gets it top of the circle here for Weiss. Weiss dribbles on that right side. A little 12-footer is good. It was contested, but he hits the shot. He's got 17 in the game, and on the run here is Lee. Lee's going to try the shot. No good. And over the back is going to be Lee trying to get the rebound. Nice job there by Brady Johnson, not only getting the rebound, but also that box out to get the foul from Lee. So that is his second, team second of the second half. So again, Damian Austin back in play here. Probably can't breathe real well because he's got that at least one nostril packed in there to try to stop the bleeding. He's got the ball on the left side. Swipes it through. He's picked up defensively by Lee. Gets a little bit of a screen. Dribbles to the baseline. And he'll hit the shot. He elevates nicely over there. Created a little bit of space jumping away from the defender. And he hits a baseline J to make it a 6-point game. Edmund's going to kick left side for Williams. And Eastman... Austin putting some pressure on. Now Eastman Edmond is going to kick right side. Here's a 3 by Lee. No good. Rebound by Jake Weiss. Weiss pulls down the rebound. Gets it up ahead for Damian Austin. Bounce pass over there from Clayton Pocock. Pocock in the lane. Gives it right back out to Weiss. Now right side for Damian Austin. Austin going to penetrate against Lee. And he'll elevate. And he'll shoot off glass. And he'll score. Damian Austin in fuego at the moment. Lob pass down low by Hoppus. It's caught, and it's up and in. Eastman Edmond from half court lobs it up there for Hoppus. And now Pocock's got it here. Lead is now 6. As Pocock gets it back, he'll shoot a 3. In and out, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Kicks it back out for Clark. Clark will work it back around. Now he'll penetrate, and he'll take it off glass, and he'll draw the contact. And Ben Clark's going to go line and shoot 2. You know, a lot of what Brady Johnson brings to the table and what he does for the Bearcats are things that a lot of people don't really notice. Those rebounds, keeping balls alive. He may not officially come up with a rebound, but he'll tip it out. And that's a case right here as Ben Clark now is going to go to the free throw line because Brady Johnson was able to maintain the possession here for the Bearcats. And the free throw by Clark is up and good. And Clark on the season, about 73.3% from the free throw line. And the Bearcats don't put anybody down there to rebound. Don't want to risk a cheap foul, and chances are Ben Clark will not create a rebound here. Being a 73% free throw shooter, his second free throw is up and no good. I jinxed him. Peterson pulls down the rebound here for Southwest, but it was uncontested. And Eastman Edmond, say that 5 times fast as he brings it across the timeline. He's picked up by Damian Austin. And now that little pick and roll, they get it inside, and the shot's good for Gunnar Peterson. Again, they do that little pick and roll, that high pick and roll, and it works to perfection as Peterson pushes that lead back out to 7. Damian Austin gives it between the circles here for Dakota Schreiner. Left side, Weiss for 3, and he hits the 3. Well, it's senior night for Jake Weiss as well, and he's got 20 in the ballgame, including 6 three-pointers. Edmond on the dribble, and there's going to be a foul that's whistled on Damian Austin. A little bit of contact over there. So Damian Austin picks up his first personal foul. He did so by fouling his fellow Bison teammates. And the inbounds is pulled down by Eastman Edmond. Edmond's going to drive now, kick into the corner. With it is Lee. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Well, that's what Lincoln Southwest can do as well. They can hit those outside shots when they get a chance. Now here comes Weiss to answer back, and he does. Jake Weiss is having a special night. And a timeout here for Dwayne Box. 7 three-pointers, 23 points in the ballgame for Jake Weiss. Timeout Silverhawks. It's 51-47, Southwest with the lead. Kearney High with a hot shooter. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. And I'll tell you what, Jake Weiss is filling it up. He's got 7 three-pointers, 23 points in the game. And, you know, even the ones that he's missed, he hasn't missed by a whole lot. I think he's had one really bad look at the basket all night. In any event, it's a 4-point ball game right now. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. They called the timeout just a moment ago to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, as well as right here at the concession stand at Kearney High. Loomis right now leading Pleasanton 31-13 at halftime in boys basketball. Again, that game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So across the timeline, on the dribble here is going to be Edmond. Edmond kicks it out top of the circle here for Connor Thompson, who checked in just a moment ago. Back to Edmond. Edmond in the lane, a little floater, a little short. Rebound tipped around, and it's a hell ball. Yes, it is. And Damian Austin ties up the basketball with Gunnar Peterson. Now, you don't hear that very often, because that's a pretty good size difference there. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High. So Bearcats bring in the offensive zone. On the dribble here is Ben Clark. Clark gives it to Dakota Schreiner. Back to Clark on that right side. He's working against some pressure here by Williams. Takes it on the baseline, and he's out of bounds. He couldn't quite come back in. The ball was knocked loose. Clark went to go get it, and he was able to tip it over, but he'd stepped out of bounds and hadn't reestablished yet, according to the officials who are standing right there. So Eastman Edmond will face a little bit of pressure here by Damian Austin. The kick on the left wing here for Jesse Lee. Lee will take it to the free throw line. Kick right back out for Edmond. Edmond picked up there by Damian Austin, and Austin's going to call for a reach. And that is going to be the second foul on Damian Austin. Austin didn't think he did. Checking in, Jordan Brown from Lincoln Southwest. He's going to come in for Connor Thompson. So minute 42 to go here in the third quarter, and with the basketball is Eastman Edmond. Edmond on that left side. We'll get it at the elbow here for Gunnar Peterson. Peterson loses the basketball. Stolen away by Weiss. Weiss in transition is going to drive. He's going to float. Back of the iron. Bouncing around. No good. And rebounded by Reed Williams. So here comes Southwest in transition. Edmond slowed down. Kicks it right back out here for Lee. He'll kick it out. And that's Reed Williams who hits another jumper. He's got 11 in the game. With it is number 11. He drives hard. Knocked out of bounds as he shot. And Damian Austin will help inbound it. Nope, he's not going to inbound it. But Kearney High is going to maintain the possession here with a minute 9 to go. He was down there momentarily, and now it's going to be Clark who tosses it in. So the inbounds here for Jake Weiss. Weiss backs up, fires a three in transition. That's an air ball. And Jesse Lee pulls it down. That might be the really first bad take that he's had in the ballgame. Top of the circle with it is Reed Williams. Williams off of a screen. He'll fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Well, Damian Austin snags the rebound. Quickly up ahead for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner has it. And he'll get it out for Damian Austin. 40 seconds left as they give it right side for Ben Clark. Clark on the dribble. And he'll just hand it off here for Damian Austin. Austin, top of the key, gives it right side for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner flies in the lane. Shot hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Peterson. Peterson kicks ahead here for Williams. Williams on the baseline. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Reverse layup good for Reed Williams. 15 seconds to go before the fourth quarter. And the lead is back out to 8 here for Lincoln Southwest. Damian Austin going to milk the clock here just a little bit. Has the dribble. 2 seconds left. Bounce pass for Schreiner in the corner. It's partially deflected, and so it's short. We'll head to the fourth quarter, and Kearney High has some work to do. They trail it 55-47. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We've got 8 minutes to go to decide this one. And we did a little research, and the school record for three-pointers in a game is 7. That means that, well, one of the guys that has that record is Jake Weiss. He has hit 7 three-pointers. He has 23 points in the ballgame. So he's got 23 to lead all scorers. And down by 8, might need another couple here in the fourth quarter for the Bearcats to come back in this one, because Southwest does have possession of the basketball first to start the fourth quarter. Lee will give it top of the circle here for Peterson. Peterson right back out to Lee. And one thing that Southwest will do is they'll take a little time off the clock here. Lee kicks it off right side, and Edmund's going to fire a long jumper. No good. Rebounded by Brady Johnson. Nice shot by Johnson, boxing out. And he'll give it up ahead here for Damian Austin. And I'll tell you what, they are keeping a close eye on Jake Weiss. Wherever Jake Weiss goes, Jesse Lee is right there with him. On the dribble is Pocock. Pocock kicks it left side. Cervantes, he's going to fire an open three. It is off the mark. And the rebound by Brady Johnson. Johnson has it, nowhere to go. Tries to throw off the leg of Gunnar Peterson, but Peterson holds on to it. Long outlet pass for Lee, and Lee will score. That's some great hands there by Gunnar Peterson. Not only did he maintain the possession there when Johnson threw it off his legs, he then made a nice outlet pass. So Pocock's got the dribble, and the lead is now 10 again for Southwest. Ball fake for Cervantes. That'll get him to drive. Shot is blocked by Peterson, his third of the game. And with it here is Lee. He'll shoot in transition, no good. Rebounded by Damian Austin. Austin on the run, bounce pass to Pocock. Pocock reverse layup, no good. Rebound by Eastman Edmond, and Edmond quickly in the offensive zone. And Damian Austin will pressure him a little bit. And now Edmond will work around a screen set by Gunnar Peterson. They'll give it up right side for Hoppus. Back inside for Peterson. Peterson keeps his feet moving, keeps that ball bouncing, and Gunnar Peterson lays it off the glass and in. He does a great job of using his dribble to make sure he didn't travel with it, and we got a timeout here for Kearney High. The lead is a dozen for Lincoln Southwest. Their largest lead of the game comes with 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. 59-47, Southwest with the lead, Kearney High with the timeout. We're back after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
59-47, Bearcats down by 8 with 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jake Weiss with 23 points in the ballgame. He had 7 three-pointers, which is tied a school record. And the Bearcats has some work to do here, down by a dozen. So the timeout for Scott Steinbrook. We'll see if this is to set up a set play or just to kind of calm his team down or to make some sort of either offensive or defensive adjustment. In any event, need to find some magic here as the Bearcats down by a dozen. They do have possession of the ball here, and Jake Weiss will toss it in for Kearney High near midcourt at the end of the Kearney High bench. And he's just going to lob it to backcourt for Damian Austin, and Austin will dribble across the Bear Paw. Now kick left side for Pocock. Pocock has it. And closely guarded, and a five-second count. That'll be a turnover. And Pocock's going, that's a fast five. Maybe, maybe not. In any event, it is a turnover on Kearney High, and Hoppus will just get it in here for Eastman Edmond. So that is not what they had drawn up for sure. Edmond on the dribble, takes it off top of the key. We'll give it off right side here for Pappas, and Pappas hits a 15-foot jumper. So Pappas having a big night. He's got 15 in the game. With the dribble here is Damian Austin. Austin for Peyton Pocock. And he'll hand the basketball off essentially to Eastman Edmond. Edmond came through off of that screen, and now the ball's knocked loose, and stealing it away is going to be Damian Austin. Austin's going to drive, lay it off glass, no good. Weiss can't get the tip. It's rebounded by Peterson. That's just a microcosm here for Kearney High. Ball is knocked loose, and Brady Johnson comes up with it after diving for the basketball. Damian Austin was able to just tip it over to Brady Johnson. So turnover here on Southwest. And here come the Bearcats, down by 14. They've got the basketball back in the hands of Damian Austin. Austin gets a screen, dribbles in the lane, kicks in the corner. There's Pocock, open for three, and he hits the three. Peyton Pocock, first points of the night. And that'll cut the lead down to 11. It's 61-50. And across the timeline, Eastman Edmond. Edmond's going to give it off left side here for Lee. And they cycle through, and Kearney High right now might need to pick up the pressure just a little bit as time has run out. 4.5 to go. With the dribble here is Hoppus. Hoppus gives it between the circles here for Lee. Bearcats are down by 11, 61-50. With it is number 50, Hoppus on the left side. And he'll get it at the elbow for Peterson. Peterson now is going to kick it back out, and Bearcats are going to have to extend this defense. They're going to have to pressure it a little bit more. That might open up some lanes, though. Here's Edmond driving, and he'll flip it. No good. Brady Johnson pulls down the rebound, his fifth of the second half, and the long pass up ahead to Pocock. Pocock's going to let traffic clear. Kick it back out here for Damian Austin. Right side for Weiss for three. Back to the iron and no good. And up high for the rebound is Braden Young. Young snags the bound here for Southwest. The best look for a while for Jake Weiss. And he missed the three. Edmond on the dribble. And we got a timeout here. Dwayne Bach calls the timeout for Lincoln Southwest. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. 61-50, Southwest with the lead and the ball. We come back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to Kearney High, by the way. Lincoln Southwest head coach Dwayne Bach has a couple of brothers that live here in Kearney, so not exactly a homecoming because they're not from here, but has a lot of Kearney connections, and there's a fair number of folks that were playing at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow that are in attendance for a number of the Kearney Catholic basketball team, and we'll have that game for you. In fact, we'll have all the games from the Heartland Hoops Classic for you tomorrow on our network of stations. We mentioned the first three games will be on ESPN Superstation at 145 on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll have Pius X taking on Grand Island Senior High, followed by Archbishop Bergen versus Donovan Trumbull at 3:30. Then Kearney Catholic versus Northwest will be at 5:15. That game, at least parts of that game, will be also simulcast on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the last two games entirely will be on Classic Hits 98.9, Boys Town versus Norfolk at 7, and then Oak Hill Academy taking on Omaha Central. So all eight games on our network of stations tomorrow.
Edmund brings in the offensive zone after the timeout here for Southwest. Gives the top of the circle for Peterson. Peterson, pass on the right side, knocked out of bounds by Ben Clark. Clark just an eyelash away from making the steal. And the Bearcats need to, if they can find a couple of quick buckets here, it change the complexity of this ball game. 3:20 to go, up by 11. Southwest has the basketball. Williams on the dribble. Shot, that's a tough shot, and it rolls in. Holy cow. Reed Williams hit a tough contested shot on the left wing. And that makes it now 63-50. With the dribble is Jake Weiss. And again, Weiss is being shadowed now by Reed Williams. And we're going to have a moving screen that's called on Ryan Cervantes. And for Ryan Cervantes, that is his fifth personal foul. So Ryan fouls out of the ball game here with 2:59 to go in the fourth quarter. And Coach Steinbrook has a minute to make a decision, and right now he's using part of that time to have a friendly conversation with one of the officials. So Cervantes comes out. Sophomore Brady Johnson comes in. And again, it is senior night, so that brings an end to senior night for Ryan Cervantes. 63-50. And with the dribble here is Edmund. Edmund picked up defensively here by Damian Austin. Off of the screen, Easton will kick on the left side here for Young. Top of the circle back out for Hoppus. Hoppus trying to throw it down low for Peterson. It's knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by a hustling Jake Weiss as he was trying to make the steal. Again, time running out here on the Cats. They trail at 63-50, 2:42 to go. Young's going to inbound it on the baseline here for Southwest, and cutting through the back door and laying it up and in is Gunnar Peterson. He's got 12 in the game. He's got 12. Hoppus has 15. So that's where much of the damage has been coming here for Southwest from the big guys. Ben Clark has it top of the circle. Southwest right now with a little zone here. And Clark drives, and he is bodied as he was making a spin move. And he lost his spot because he was bumped, so that'll be a foul. That's on Hoppus. That's just the first on him. Four fouls whistled against Kearney High now, and four against Lincoln Southwest with 2:20 to go. Ben Clark's going to inbound it. And Brady Johnson is wide open in the corner if they want to give it to him. He'll step up, make a screen, gives it to Weiss. Weiss will fire a three. It's back the iron and no good. And over the back is Kearney High on the rebound. I think that'll go on Schreiner. Yep, it's on Dakota Schreiner. His first, fifth as a team here on Kearney High. That does stop the clock and gives Kearney High the opportunity to put a little pressure on, but it's pretty token pressure at the moment. Williams will bring it across the timeline. Weiss will try to make the steal, and he's collected his third personal foul. That'll stop the clock with 2:09 to go. So that's now six against the Bearcats as a team. Next foul will be a 1-1. They inbound the basketball here to Jesse Lee. And Lee's got it. Dakota Schreiner trying to track him down. They'll dump it back out here for Williams. And now if one of those big guys get it, maybe they will foul him. They get him down low for Hoppus. Hoppus is going to shoot and score. Nice lob pass from post to post. Peterson lobs it for Hoppus. Hoppus gets the bucket and the foul, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. The lead is 17 here for Lincoln Southwest with a minute 53 to go. The foul on Johnson is his second, and the free throw by Hoppus is in the air and good. In the game for Tyler Hoppus. He's going to get a nice round of applause as he comes off. He's got 18. Southwest has an 18-point lead. 68-50. And across the timeline is Ben Clark. Clark will give it to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner gives it for Damian Austin. Austin working against Easton Edmond. Kicks it out, and here's Schreiner for three, and he hits the three. Nice bucket there by Dakota Schreiner, his first 3 points of the night. Cuts that lead down to 15, and on the dribble here is going to be Edmund.
Edmund not being pressured, so just dribble with it. Now it takes it off on the right side. Between the circles for Williams. Pass knocked down. Stolen away now by Ben Clark. Clark's going to lay it off the glass. No good. Damian Austin comes up with the rebound, and he was fouled. So he's going to go to the, well, that's only the fifth foul on Southwest. And it was not a shooting foul. It was a rebounding foul. So Edmund is whistled for his first personal foul. Five as a team against Southwest. So the Bearcats are going to inbound it. And Clark's going to toss it in, give it. And here's the three by Damian Austin. No good. Brady Johnson can't come up with a rebound. It rolls out here for Lee. Lee pass up ahead off the hands of Brown. Brown saves it, and it goes out of bounds. No, it's saved, but into the hands of Jake Weiss. Weiss will lead a two-on-one. He'll flip it off the glass. It's no good, and he'll go to the free throw line for a couple of shots as he was blocked on the way in. Brian Birchall's going to check in here in just a moment. It might be one of those things where send him in there to make either a steal or a foul. A couple of free throws here for Jake Weiss. And Weiss, a 66.7% free throw shooter, hits the back of the iron. It's no good. Weiss has 23 points in the game and a school record 7 3-pointers. Second free throw here for Jake Weiss, trying to cut into a 68-53 disadvantage, and it's no good. Williams pulls down the rebound here for Lincoln Southwest, and he'll get it up for Jordan Brown. And we got a timeout here for Southwest. Timeout Silverhawks with 46.9 to go, and Carney High is going to dump the bench. Timeout for the Silverhawks. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. A 68-53 advantage for Lincoln Southwest. They call the timeout, I think, to make some substitutions for themselves, for the Bearcats. Adam Challey checks in there. Isaac Armstrong's out there for the first time tonight. Brian Birchall is already scheduled to come in. Austin Mishew is in the ball game as well. The freshman's out there. They inbound the basketball here to Avery Pry. And Pry will give it off here for Lee. And Lee has the ball knocked loose momentarily by Birchall. 35 seconds left. Lee with the dribble. And another timeout here by Lincoln Southwest. Coach Bach working in one more player. And so they call a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them as well. 34.6 to go. Timeout Southwest back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Jordan Brown gets the inbounds here for Lincoln Southwest. 30 seconds to go in the game. For some reason, the band is still playing. John Priest has the basketball, gets it off for Jordan Brown on that left side. Jordan Brown's going to drive. His shot's no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Brian Birchall. 17 seconds left. Birchall will bring in the offensive zone. They'll give it for Austin. And Austin Mishew scores high off glass. So Austin Mishew with 2 points here. And the steal by Birchall. And Birchall then ran out of room. He made the steal off the inbounds, but then he stepped on the baseline as he was trying to curl back around. 2.9 to go. Inbounded by Freese. And that's going to do it. Your final score is Lincoln Southwest with a 68-55 win over Kearney High. The Bearcats now fall to 11-10 on the season. Southwest is now 14-7 on the year after a 13-point win here as Southwest was able to lead through most of the game. Kearney led by 2 early on, but they are able to kind of just extend their lead throughout the course of the game, and they win it 68-55. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Nisko Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to a Niccolo. It's not good!
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats lose at home to 8th-ranked Lincoln Southwest, a final of 68-55. And let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. They were led by Tyler Hoppus. Hoppus finished with 18 points on the night. Reed Williams with 15, Gunnar Peterson with 12, so three players in double figures. Eastman Edmond awfully close. He finished with 9 points on the night, 7 points for Braden Young, 5 points off the bench here for Jesse Lee, and 2 points for Jordan Brown. Lincoln Southwest led at halftime 35-29, and they led by as many as 18, and they end up winning this one 68-55. For Kearney High, outstanding effort tonight by Jake Weiss. Weiss hit 7 three-pointers, a school record, ties the school record, and Damian Austin finished with 13 points as well. So Jake Weiss, 23, Damian Austin, 13, 8 points for Brady Johnson, 4 points for Ryan Cervantes, 3 points for Peyton Pocock, 3 points for Dakota Schreiner, 2 for Austin Mishu late in the game, and Ben Clark finished with 1 point here in the game. So again, for the Bearcats, Clark with 1, Austin 13, Weiss 23, Ryan Cervantes 4, Pocock 3, Schreiner 3, Brady Johnson 8, and Austin Mishu with 2. Bearcats now fall to 11-10 on the season. They'll travel to North Star tomorrow to take on the Navigators. Once again, your final 68-55 as Kearney High falls here to Lincoln Southwest. Southwest rated number 8 in the state. They are now 14-7 on the year. Earlier today, the Kearney High girls with an upset win over Southwest, 53-37, as the Southwest girls were rated number 6 in the state and had only lost 3 times coming in. They picked up their 4th loss today as the Bearcats win at 53-37 in the girls' game. The boys' game goes to Southwest, 68-55. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the Misco Sports post-game report. Misco Sports. Get your game on now at Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll set the stage for tomorrow. We'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Misco Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And And welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, our final 68-55, Lincoln Southwest with the win over the Bearcats. And let's set the stage for you tomorrow, what we're going to be doing on our network of stations. We'll begin, first of all, at 8:30 tomorrow morning for coverage from the Heartland Hoops Classic over in Grand Island. At 8:30, we'll have High Plains versus Heartland Lutheran, followed by Sutton versus Grand Island Central Catholic at 10:15. And the noon game, we'll have Raymond Central taking on St. Cecilia. All three of those games will be right here on ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550. And then for the 1:45 game, we'll be switching over to the Breeze, 94.5. At 1:45 on the Breeze, Lincoln Pius X taking on Grand Island Senior High, followed by Bergen taking on Donovan Trumbull at 3:30, again on the Breeze, 94.5. And then at 5:15, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Northwest. Again, that game will be on the Breeze, 94.5. We will also have coverage of wrestling tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. If that concludes before the Kearney Catholic game is over, we will join the Kearney Catholic game either at the beginning or in progress on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So it'll be simulcast. And then tomorrow night, around 6:45, we'll be switching over to hockey if the Kearney High game is not over with at that point. But in any event, we'll have the full game for you either on the Breeze or on Classic Hits 98.9 FM or both tomorrow. But again, it's scheduled to start on the Breeze, 94.5 tomorrow, 5:15, Kearney Catholic and Northwest. That'll be the last game of the day on the Breeze. The last two games are scheduled to begin and end on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The 7 o'clock game will have the two teams that met for the C1 title last year, Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic. That'll be at 7 o'clock, and then followed by the premier event in high school sports in the state in really quite some time. People have been looking forward to this since it was announced at the Heartland Hoops Classic last year. The 9 o'clock game has Oak Hill Academy, one of the premier high school programs in the country, taking on Omaha Central, who have won 5 of the last 6 state Class A championships. It'll be the Warriors of Oak Hill Academy taking on the Eagles of Omaha Central tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So, some of those games don't involve local schools, but I think all of those games have a lot of local interest. All 8 games from the Heartland Hoops Classic, the first 3 on ESPN, the next 3 on the Breeze, and then the last 2 will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Some of the players have already made their way out of the locker room here for Kearney High, so we think we'll be able to hook up with Coach Steinbrook to talk about this game here in just a few moments. We'll continue with our Misco Sports post-game report. We're going to take another break here. We'll take a quick break, hopefully talk with the coach when we come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School, where it is a final. Lincoln Southwest with a 68-55 win over Kearney High. And joining us is Scott Steinbrook, the head basketball coach here at Kearney High. And you guys put a pretty good effort tonight. You guys actually played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we just told our kids there's nothing to hang your heads on this one. And we went toe-to-toe for about 3.5 quarters, got away from us a little bit late, and you know, fatigue set in, and you know, they were pretty relentless with the, with what their game plan was, and that was to absolutely pound the ball inside every single possession. And, you know, very few teams that we've seen this year have been that disciplined where if it wasn't a transition bucket, they weren't taking a shot until one of their big guys touched it in the paint. And they just ran their high-low motion, and they didn't force it in. They reversed it, and they absolutely physically beat us up in the paint tonight. Heck, we had two guys going to get stitches right now, and literally they really just pounded us tonight.
Well, you kind of already mentioned that. And obviously when Damian went down, it took pretty good hit. From my vantage point, it almost looked like he was out for a second, but clearly he wasn't, or he wouldn't have been back out on the court.
Yeah, our training staff, you know, was on that right away, and you know, I think to the casual observer in the stands, it probably looked like that, but you know, he was bleeding from his eye, and he banged his nose pretty good. He was just closing his eyes just to try to regain some composure and keep the blood from going into his eye. But you know, our training staff, you know, obviously did all kinds of tests at halftime. I mean, he was fine. He bounced back, and you know, it kind of woke us up a little bit. In all honesty. You know, we had two guys in the halftime locker room trying to stop the bleeding on their faces and noses. And, you know, our kids played hard. And, you know, in Southwest, there's a reason they've won 9 out of 10. They've only lost one game this semester, and it was an overtime game to Millard North. They're the only team outside of the Metro that's even sniffed the top 10 the last month. And they lived up to the billing coming into our place and kind of taking it to us.
And yeah, I was really impressed with how athletic their big guys were as well.
You know, their big guys beat our guys down the court a lot, and not just our big guys. They beat our guards up and down the court. You know, Gunnar Peterson, number 33, at 6'7", you know, 225 pounds, whatever he is, the kid moves. And even the big guy, number 50 in the middle, they sprint. You know, Dwayne Bach is a kind of a local product, you know, coached here for a couple of years, and then at Holdridge, he's got them playing hard, and give them a lot of credit because they really, really were relentless, not only in the way they defended, but the way they pushed the ball in transition and the way they attacked the rim tonight.
Let's talk a little bit about Jake. We looked up what's on the board over there. 7 three-pointers. It was a school record. He hit 7 threes tonight, tying it. And just really an outstanding effort tonight shooting. That's what I see on the board anyway.
Yeah, you know, ironically, Jake tied that record earlier in the season. You know, Jake's a competitor and a good enough shooter. He's probably sitting in the locker room thinking about those last two free throws he missed, though. Not that it played a part in the game, but, you know, he seeks perfection when he's shooting the basketball. Jake had a nice night, and one of the biggest defensive things that Southwest did to really disrupt us, you know, late in the third, early fourth, they came out in an invert triangle and two. We haven't seen an invert triangle and two in probably 15 years that somebody's played against us, or we played us, and they guarded Damian, and they guarded Weiss, and they, you know, were just kind of conceding shots to other players, And you know, we struggle to knock down shots. It's a unique defense. I don't know if they work on it regularly, but we haven't seen it in a long time. And that slowed down Jake a little bit. It slowed down Damien a little bit. You know, Jake had a really nice night. And for us to, you know, for us to beat teams like this, top 10 caliber teams, we need those guys to step up and hit big shots. And Jake once again did that for us tonight.
He certainly held up his end of the bargain. And again, the effort was there for all the other kids, but just probably not enough shots. You know, when Jake was taken out of the game, not enough people were able to step up for you offensively.
Yeah, I'm looking at your scorebook there over your shoulder, and it looks like Damian and Jake were scoreless in the fourth quarter. They both had really big third quarters, and that kind of that gimmick defense, it you know, we took two timeouts and tried to draw some stuff up, and we got a few clean looks. You know, we got a few clean looks, not necessarily by either one of those guys, but, you know, it just disrupted us. You know, it's kind of we played some junk defense over the course of the last week or the last couple weeks, and it's had a positive effect for us. And sometimes that can be just enough of a disruption we had a good offensive rhythm going in the third quarter there.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it just kind of fizzled there as the game went on. And part of that was fatigue. You know, it was a fast-paced game, and it was a real physical game. And, you know, it just got away from us there a little bit late.
Yeah, it did. Talk a little bit about North Star tomorrow. Who you got tomorrow?
You know, Lincoln North Star is a lot like us. It on paper, size-wise, it's a better matchup than the Southwest game was tonight. You know, they have one post player that plays, Noah Hausch, coming to UNK to play football next fall. Good athlete, but he'll step out. He'll put the ball on the floor. He can shoot a little bit. He likes to drive it. And then they spread the floor. A lot like us, they spread the floor. They got guys that can dribble. They got guys that can shoot. They like to get out and transition. They're playing a game in Grand Island tonight. Hopefully it's a fast-paced, up-tempo game, so they come in a little bit fatigued as well. We're going to wake up sore in the morning. You know, we're going to wake up a little bit bumped and bruised, so our guys are going to take care of their bodies tonight because it'll be a very, very – important game tomorrow. It's North Star Senior Night. So what we went through tonight, some of the emotions of Senior Night, you know, thanking those guys for 4 years of commitment to our program, North Star is going through the same thing tomorrow night. And I think there's sometimes a little extra emotion on nights like that.
Mm-hmm.
But our guys compete. You know, they'll get on the bus and they'll know the game plan and they'll step off the bus expecting to win. And they'll give it their best effort.
Scott, good luck to you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. Final 68-55, Southwest with the win over the Bearcats. Cats fall to 11-10. As coach mentioned, they'll be traveling to North Star to take on the Navigators tomorrow on senior night. So a gainful effort tonight by the Bearcats. But again, this way the season's been kind of this year, up and down, and also the fact that they're usually outsized by most teams that they play here in Class A. And certainly that was the case here for Southwest tonight, as Southwest out-muscles the Bearcats tonight, 68-55 in boys basketball. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget tomorrow, a little breakfast and basketball. I'll be heading home here, and I'm trying to get a little sleep before we have to head out in the morning, and we'll be back on the air at 8:30 tomorrow morning, High Plains versus Heartland Lutheran to start the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. A little breakfast and basketball at 8:30, followed by Sutton versus Grand Island Central Catholic at 10:15. Then at noon, Raymond Central takes on St. Cecilia. All three of those games will be on ESPN. And then on the Breeze, 94.5, Pius takes on Grand Island Senior High at 1:45. 3:30 has Bergen and Donovan Trumbull. 5:15, Kearney Catholic versus Northwest, and what should be a good matchup at 5:15. And that game will also be simulcast eventually on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then at night, Classic Hits 98.9 at 7 o'clock, Boys Town takes on Norfolk Catholic, and Oak Hill Academy will take on Omaha Central tomorrow at 9. The 7 to 9 o'clock games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, 68-55 is the final, Southwest over Kearney High. Thanks so much for joining us. For our engineer, Jeff Abel, back in the studios, I want to thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.